That's the Lightning Family there, and that Ocean Drive right here on East Point Radio. Very good morning from me, Mark Lindsay. Great to have the pleasure of your company as always. Be you listening across the counties of Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex, across the UK, or indeed you could well be around the world, and it might be morning, noon or night where you are. But it's great to have the pleasure of your company. As always, if you'd like to contact East Point Radio, our email address is studio@eastpointradio.com. Now, at this point on a Monday, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
in Focus,
where we invite folks from across the East Anglian region to join us to tell us about their organisations and also events which are going to be taking place across the East Anglian region. Now, I'm hoping that on the line is going to be Samantha Kaplan, who's the care coordinator at the Victoria Road Surgery in Alton Broad. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you? All right?
I'm all right, thank you. Yes, ready to go.
Jolly good. Now, I know that you've got this very special event coming up on the 14th, Tuesday the 14th of January. It's a one-stop health and well-being event, I'm told. Tell us about it.
It is. We are running it from the Masonic Hall. It's going to be running from 10 till 4. It is a free event. We just feel that everybody's health and well-being matters, especially in today's busy world. And finding the right support can sometimes be very overwhelming for people. So the aim of this event is to provide just that one day drop-in engagement at the Masonic Hall, as we said, with the purpose of listening and answering any questions the public may have. Also on that day, we are going to be holding health checks and vaccinations, but this is something that you would need to be eligible for, and you could find that through your surgery by giving them a call. We are going to have so many services there to help you, and we'll have the health and well-being coaches from all the surgeries in Lowestoft there as well to be able to support you. Lisa and I from Victoria Road Surgery have invited along social prescribers that can help with benefits and finances. We've invited citizens advice. We've got cancer help there, bereavement support there, and we've also got a lot of mental health and well-being support there. So we really hope that it's going to be a really good day for a lot of people.
It certainly sounds like it's going to be a very interesting and very busy event from that point of view, from what you've been telling us. Now, it's so important, as we literally are at the start of another year, for people to be able to come along to an event like this and to find out so much from all these different organisations that you've been mentioning.
Exactly. I mean, we've got about 30 services there, and we appreciate that January can be a really, really struggling time. You've just gotten over the financial stress of Christmas, but we've also got the bad weather coming in, and a lot of people do struggle to pay bills, which does have a really big impact on your own well-being. So the object is, you know, we've got about 30 different services, and we can actually refer you to that service on the day. If not, we can do an online referral for you. We have private consultation rooms, so you can be taken away if you'd like to speak in private. Our aim is just try to get support to everybody that really needs it and can't find it.
It's so very important. Now, I'm going to ask you more than once for the full contact details of how people can find out more about this event, but it's going to be taking place when and where?
So it's going to be taking place next Tuesday, the 14th of January, and it's being held at the Masonic Hall, which is placed in the Avenue. It's 101 The Avenue in Lowestoft, Suffolk.
Now, the other important thing to mention to people, of course, is that lots of people could well be coming into Lowestoft, and there is going to be some free car parking on site, I understand.
There is. There's a lot of free parking there. We also appreciate that we will be getting people from the Kessingland area. We do have people pop in from like Hopton, Great Yarmouth. if the services, because we are Norfolk and Waveney, but if there is something there that you can't find, we will endeavour to help you and find the right support for you. Whether you are based at a surgery in Lowestoft or not, our aim is to help everybody.
It sounds great. Now, you mentioned all these various organisations who are going to be taking part, and one of those, I suppose, that lots of people refer to at different times is Citizens Advice, and they are actually going to be there on the day.
They are. Citizens Advice will be there, along with East Coast Community Council, which is a really big part in helping the community. We've also got a lot of other things like your Parkinson's and physiotherapy. So it's not necessarily, it can be living with your long-term conditions as well, because again, that is a big impact on people's daily life. So we've tried to encourage a lot of services for long-term conditions as well.
It sounds a wonderful event. Now, one thing which I have just picked up on, and we've all had the stresses and strains of Christmas and New Year celebrations, and it can be a very stressful time as well as a very enjoyable time, isn't it?
It can. And I think there's also, you have to remember, been a lot of the good old cold and flu has done its rounds again. And I think, you know, sometimes people, through pride or other reasons, don't always seek the help that they need for themselves. And they're very quick to help others. But a lot of people do put themselves to sort of the background, which sometimes they need to look after themselves to be able to help somebody else. So it's all about helping everyone.
It certainly sounds an excellent event to attend. Now, you mentioned there that there could well be various health checks which are going to be available.
Yes.
And also blood pressure checks, which are so important, aren't they?
They really are. The blood pressure checks we can do. You don't need an appointment for that. We have a lot of health and well-being coaches there, as well as all the care coordinators from Lowestoft. So advice on your blood pressure, we can take your blood pressure, and if need be, we can certainly give you advice on that.
It sounds very, very good. Now, I know you've highlighted various organisations which are going to be attending on the day, which is absolutely wonderful. Do people have to, book in beforehand to even get a car park space? Is that available or not?
No, they don't. There is ample parking actually on the Masonic Hall grounds, and the avenue accommodates free parking along the road. So there is more than enough parking. No booking is needed. It's free. We would love you to turn up anytime between 10 and 4. Even if you just want to come round and have a look and see what's out there, there's plenty of leaflets that you can take, plenty of packs and advice at hand.
Now, it's so important that health and well-being matters so much in today's busy world. And I've just been looking at some of your publicity material for the actual event, and the right kind of support and services can be overwhelming. So it's going to be so important for as many people as possible to attend this one-stop health and well-being event. When is it once again?
It's on Tuesday, the 14th of January, between 10 and 4 at the Masonic Hall, the Avenue Lowestoft.
Now, is that fairly central in Lowestoft for people who don't know the area?
It's the south side of Lowestoft. This is our third event that we've held. They're very successful. We normally hold them towards the north side in the town. But because we hold them every 6 months, this time we thought we'd hold at the south side. It is very accessible, very easy to get to, and it is on the main bus route as well.
That sounds great. Now, you mentioned East Suffolk Council, who are going to be attending the event. Now, I think that's wonderful that they are actually going to be, if you like, in the hub of things to answer the questions that quite a few people could well have, particularly at this time of year.
Exactly. They are very good. They help with all kinds of housing, food banks, heating. They offer an awful lot of services, and they do help a lot of people. So that it's worth coming along to.
And I see that also Feel Good Suffolk is going to be in attendance at the event.
They are. Feel Good Suffolk are coming along in attendance, and they can support you with physical activity as well as weight management and to stop smoking, which are all factors that can contribute towards your well-being. And not to mention very expensive if you are smoking and you find that your finances are stretched, they are happy to help you with alternative methods to help you quit.
That sounds wonderful. Now, for people wanting to find out more about this very important event, can you give us all those contact details again? And are there any phone numbers that people could use?
We're happy to provide any details that you need. You can certainly call in to Victoria Road Surgery and ask for Lisa Knights or Samantha Kaplan, and we will be happy to relay any information that you need. Lisa and myself also organise wellbeing walks that we hold, and all the surgeries do them. So we do have a social following on social media, which is Walks for Wellbeing with the number 4 as opposed to the word, and that will have all the information on there about the event as well, and also it will be on Victoria Road Surgery website.
That sounds wonderful, Samantha, and I'm going to ask you just to repeat for one more time the details of when the event is taking place and where.
Of course. Just to recap, that is next Tuesday, the 14th of January, and it's being held at the Masonic Hall, 101 The Avenue, Lowestoft, Suffolk, and that will be held between 10 and 4, and there's ample parking and it's free, so please do pop along.
Sounds a great event. That's the one-stop health and wellbeing event. As Samantha's been telling us all about it and all the different organisations who are going to be in attendance. So it sounds a wonderful way to start the new year by finding out from all these different organisations the services they can provide and the support they can provide. Is that correct, Samantha?
It is. Yes, it is.
OK, thank you very much for joining us live on East Point Radio this morning. It's been great to have a chat with you and to hopefully give your event some publicity so as many people as possible can come along and enjoy the day between 10 and 4.
Thank you so much. We really do appreciate this, you promoting this event for us, and we'll give everyone a warm welcome. So please just turn up.
Certainly, and can I take this opportunity of wishing you and all your assistants there at the surgery and everybody connected with this event a very happy and hopefully prosperous 2025.
That's lovely. Thank you very much, and the same to you, Mark.
Thanks very much. There we've been talking to Samantha Kaplan, who's the care coordinator from the Victoria Road Surgery in Alton Broad. And once again, this one-stop health and wellbeing event taking place on Tuesday the 14th of January 2025, 10 a.m. through till 4 p.m. And it's going to be held at the Masonic Club, which is 101 The Avenue, Lowestoft in Suffolk. And for all you sat-navers amongst you, NR33 7LJ. That's NR33 7LJ. And talking of cars, there's going to be plenty of free car parking space on that particular date for that event. You're listening to East Point Radio, and that was our feature
Anglia
In Focus
here on the radio.